Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Oh, no.
Is that a good opening?
No, that sucks.
Ow. All right.
What are you even going to say?
Your Honor.
I'm just a simple Klingon lawyer.
Just a simple Klingon lawyer. I don't understand.
No, let's just run for a little bit, and then at some point, I'll go, yeah, that part.
Okay. But it makes me want to just talk about some of the episodes we've seen just as a lead in.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Starfleet would interact with any other culture. But unfortunately, Starfleet is also forking its own cultures off, as we saw with the colony ship.
Right.
Now, freighter.
Yeah.
We're going down to this pre-industrial planet.
Right.
And they are just running ramshackle all over them.
And
just because they thought it was neat.
T'Pol is like, yeah, I don't think this is such a good idea. And I just said this, but like, in reviewing, I really don't think they even have lights. I don't think.
Yeah, it was very dim. It was sort of lit like late 1800s Europe.
Yeah, and everyone's wearing cloaks and shit. And there's an apothecary and a curio shop. Like, that's not people with televisions, even.
No.
They don't have a radio.
Right. There isn't enough disposable income to sustain, like, were you at antique today?
Right.
You might be interested in these bits.
Yeah. Well, Travis said we didn't pick up any EM transmissions, and I'm like, does that mean they don't have the radio at all? Does that mean they don't have microwaves?
No.
Does that mean
they absolutely did not have any? They don't have cooking. They didn't know what that's about.
They're on a raw food diet. They don't have Wi-Fi.
But it's like raw food diet, but like incel version. We'd love to cook it.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat this, but I have to.
Yeah. Which, like, given all of that information, she did take all the information she learned in stride.
That is true.
What was her name? They were called the Akali.
They were the Akali. I don't remember her name either, but I thought that she was H.O.T. hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. She has an interesting face. She's not a...
Beep, beep, beep.
I mean, not that she is not beautiful, but a lot of times they just have like somebody who looks like a model. Gorgeous, made up. It's like, that's not necessary, especially not for a old coot like Archer. Folks, we're talking about Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, we are.
Now, we're talking about two episodes there's not a lot of meat on the bone.
There's not really a ton going on, so we are going to do our best.
Yeah, I don't remember what number it is, but Civilization is the first
Civilization
one.
Is 9? Yes.
Civilization, which is what Archer did to those poor people.
Just like,
they find a planet. Oh, that's right. It opens with T'Pol talking about there's a dumb asteroid over here.
Yeah.
And there's a book over here. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then there's an incredible planet teeming with life.
And Tucker is the one that says it. And he's like, and a Minshara class planet.
That's right.
And he is so excited. Because I don't remember if we've talked about this part before, but in the second episode, Tucker just goes, I want to go on more away missions. And now he goes on every single one of them.
And he does.
Even though it doesn't make sense for him to be there.
Maybe that was there for the audience where we're like, yeah, we want to see him. Why is he not on here? And they're like, no, we're going
to
put him in.
Because it doesn't make sense for an engineer to be there.
It never made sense.
No.
For the captain to go every time.
There's no one on the ship, apparently.
You should always be sending down the most expendable.
Yeah.
The second you have any kind of a robot,
right,
we are sending robots.
Yeah, but down. They do not have robots.
No, they don't do that.
They don't have that yet. No, it's always the captain, the first officer.
Everybody in like the first like five layers of chain of command go down.
You know who doesn't go? Head of security.
No.
He's fucking, Reed is up on the ship tinkering.
Yeah. I think, and that's especially like offensive and a bad idea from even the viewpoint of like, this is not a diplomatic mission in this episode.
Yeah.
We are going to sneak a peek at this culture. We're not even supposed to be here.
Right. Phlox put, which I did like this, that it was literally like silicone prosthetics.
Right.
And he's painting makeup on them and fucking with the shading and stuff because they don't have the...
They can't do super quick surgery.
The, like, surgical capabilities yet. And I thought that was really cool. It's like, oh, these people look just... Hey, surprise. It is a Star Trek alien race, the Akali, that look just like people, but with a couple little bumps on their face.
Yeah. Which is something that they're going to get used to and realize.
Yeah.
They really don't need to have the surgery technology.
Yeah.
You could get away with silicone for a long time.
I was kind of hoping the first time I watched this episode, I was like, is it going to be like a farce where his ridge falls off?
Yeah.
Instead of the translator failing.
Well, so when they did that, I thought we were going to have a lot more of that, which I was like, ooh, that's cool. But then they didn't do that. Right. Where it's like, what do you do if all of a sudden you can't speak the language?
Well, that's the other weird thing is, like, they were like, okay, Hoshi, you have to go down. Because what if the translator fails? And then she's, like, not in the episode?
No.
Did you notice that?
No, she's not present. She's like, I could live here. Yeah. I could learn about this place forever.
Yeah.
And she didn't do anything.
And then she just goes away. Okay, so they go down on the planet.
There's a lot of... Let me hold on a second. There's a lot of... There's a couple of characters in this show who seem, at this early stage, to be written to indicate to the audience that this is really cool.
Yes.
And then they don't really get to do very much.
Hoshi is such a wasted character. And every time you think something fucking cool is going to happen with her, it's just like, no, what? Never mind.
If this was a different show... then this would be really neat exploration of language and symbology and all that. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're gonna shoot lasers at one another for a little bit.
Yeah. No, Strange New Worlds is going to do it.
Yeah.
And the Yuchi's already been invented and Strange New Worlds is going to do it.
Yeah.
Which is what's... They were just like, oh, Hoshi was a big fuck up. We have Baby Uhura.
We can make
it. We're going to make this work better now.
Yeah, good for them.
Thank God. What a waste.
Because then, I guess they had to because, I mean, I'm glad they did to give them credit, but I'm saying they had to because if they didn't do it this time again, what would they do with Uhura? Right. What would they do with this idea?
She would literally just be a secretary answering the phone.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyways, they get doctored up to look like them, and then they're just gonna go sniff around.
They just want to hang out.
Which,
I mean, I do get it. Even though T'Pol is like, don't fucking do this, because what if you contaminate their culture? Which also not insinuates, flat out says, the Prime Directive is not a Starfleet directive. It is a Vulcan directive.
Yeah.
Because she says, Vulcans don't interfere with people who have not achieved warp flight.
Right.
She says that.
That's true.
And Archer goes, ah, fuck that. We want to go full or up.
Yeah, they want to do it. So that makes sense. I also think that it's funny that that is the Vulcan standard of technological development. But they will pull the trigger immediately. If you have warp technology,
they will jump. They've been watching and they'll pop right down. But it's the prime directive of Starfleet that we have been for years and years and years in all of Star Trek. It is the most important thing in Starfleet, and it's because a Vulcan said so one time.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
But the way that they're behaving, I get it.
I do get it.
Because they do, like, that, yeah.
Archer fucks this shit up immediately.
You were talking about who gets to go on a landing party, who gets to go to the...
Me, I want
to
go.
You have to... Okay, what are we doing this time? Oh, I don't know. This is a dangerous situation. Okay. Well, maybe we do need security people. What about this one? Well, this is like an anthropological study. Maybe we send scientists.
Yeah.
The captain can't be all of the things.
No.
And he's like the first guy. He's the vanguard. He doesn't know any of this stuff.
No. He doesn't really seem to know anything. And
he's
a
goofball.
And you don't actually know this, I don't think, at this point, you personally.
Yeah.
And, like, the audience as a whole don't know this about Archer. But he's a fucking pilot. He's a fly boy.
He failed up.
Like, he doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
His dad invented the war tribe. We've already covered the Nepo baby aspect of it.
Right.
But his dad invented the warp drive, the warp 5 engine. Mm-hmm. All he has wanted his whole life is to fly.
Just go fast.
Go fast.
It's gotta go fast.
He's fucking Sonic. He doesn't know anything about anything. He's not really qualified to be a Starfleet.
He brought his dog to space.
He brought his dog to space, and he and his whole personality is like a frat boy jock.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
And I will spoil a couple other Jonathan Archer facts for you.
Sure.
Do you know what his sport of choice is?
Lacrosse.
Water polo.
Did it come up already? I feel like it was mentioned.
Maybe it did.
Yeah.
Maybe he was throwing around his fucking water polo.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
In his dorm.
Hung on to it, but.
Oh, you're going to hear a lot about it. That is the sport of the show.
And again.
It's fucking water polo.
You and I have had some. I mean, well, rather, you've been upset with me because you've been getting sick from telling me that the way that a show and a story works is that you're introduced to information and it's new for the first time.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, what? Why? Who told me the Vulcans work that way? It's like, well, because you learned it now.
Yeah.
This is when they tell
you. Just learned it right now. Another thing I've been getting upset about at you for is when you showed up today. You said, oh, I didn't watch Fortunate Son. I watched 10 minutes of it and I shut it off.
That was the second one that we were going to talk about.
That we were going to talk about. And you went, oh, I didn't watch it. And I said, oh, well, the podcast is about you watching Enterprise for the first time. So you have to watch the episodes.
But that is how I do it. I don't watch them.
It doesn't matter. You have to finish that. He didn't even get to the Nausicaans.
No, I turned it right off. I ran out of time.
Went, oh, freighter, no.
Well, I thought that these had been presented to me, and you're right. It doesn't matter that these are not good, interesting episodes.
I told you they weren't good.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean you.
It doesn't mean
watch
I can
them.
Skip them.
And that meant, but because you came over and you hadn't watched it, I've watched Fortunate Son 3 times in the last week, and I fucking hate this episode. I hate it.
It's hateable. Well, hold on. That's a good one to get to.
Yeah, we're
still on Civilization,
I'm just talking about you.
Just
talking about being mad at you.
No, that's fine.
Okay. So anyway, they're walking around. I hope everyone's okay with this. I don't really care.
They get caught. Right?
No, they discover the.
Oh, that's right. There's a different power signature.
Yeah, there's a weird power signature, and it's coming from that antique shop. So they try to break in. In the middle of the night when they're all sneaking around.
They can't even do that, right?
No. And then the woman, I think her name's Rion. Is that her name?
That is her name. That's right. That's right.
She's like, I know what you guys are doing in here. You're working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Archer really fumbles through like, no, we're just...
We're inspectors from another town.
No, we came to pick something up.
That's right. He says...
No, we're just trying to pick something up. And she was like, if you were trying to pick something up, you'd do it when the shop was fucking open. You're working with him.
Not in our city's culture.
His name? Garros. You're working with him, and I see you guys bringing stuff in, and people are getting sick. And she just, like, she says all this shit very fast. And then does she say, like, if you're not working with him, then meet me tomorrow or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, there's some other...
And then she's like, I'm the apothecary. If you're actually not doing anything bad... then come talk to me, that doesn't really make sense.
That's
to
weird,
do.
Yeah.
It's a very strange interaction.
But we don't know their culture, again.
Yeah.
All we know is their words from the translator. This just might be how they do things.
Yeah. Even though everything else she does seems very human. like, incredibly human. And then, so the next day, the first thing they do is go to the antique shop and talk to the guy. Who's sinister from the jump?
Yes.
He's played by one of those actors who's never been a good guy in his life.
Yeah.
He's like he's played a demon on Charmed probably 30 times.
You can then metagame these type of episodes where it's like, well, this guy's not going to be the friend.
He's doing something bad.
He's a sneaky man.
But they immediately clock that he's not
one of them.
He's not one of those. He's not an Akali.
Yeah.
He's not one of the people from that planet. And he's like, well, neither are you.
And now they're in a stalemate.
Yeah.
Now they're like, well, why are any of us here?
Well, okay. And then they all just leave. And then they go, Archer goes to the apothecary. This episode's a mess.
It's a mess. He goes to the apothecary and they...
And he says, like, I'm a detective from a different province.
Yeah, I'm doing research on what's up.
Yeah.
And she's like, what province? I can't tell you that.
Which I wish I could say.
But I'm not able to at this time.
Province too horrible to name.
I'm from a secret moving company that breaks in. And that's how we do it in that province.
It's just what we do.
It would have been funny if he failed on that, too, where he's like, I'm from a different province. And they're like, we don't... Province? What are you talking about?
What is that?
State? You mean state? Yeah, yes.
Yeah. We call it a different...
All right, well, there's... Well, which one are you from? There's only two. Now, then she'd know by process of elimination.
Yeah.
So they go on a date.
It's
way sexy.
Yeah. Wait...
No, that's not it.
They don't go out yet. Then, we're probably fucking up the timeline. When they talk to the shop owner guy, and they're like, what's that power signature, and why do you have it behind a force field or whatever? And he's like, it's just I have a replicator that I use for food and clothes.
Yeah, that's all. It's just bleeding a massive energy signature.
Just making people, and they're like, "What if it's making people sick, though?" And he's like, "I see you've met our apothecary," and he's really dismissive.
When's the last time you got sick from a replicator?
He's like, "I'm sure I'm not the cause of all these people who are walking around with sores and boils all over their face."
They were like that when I got here.
And he says something like, it's just a local disease. it's been here. And then Archer, and this is when they go on the date, right?
That's right, because that's right. I think it did happen before this, where they discover the water was contaminated.
No, I think that was like the last part. No. That wasn't the logic.
Because he goes with the apothecary, he goes with Rian to see what's up, like what's being moved in and out of the shop.
Yeah. And so they're doing like a nighttime reconnaissance mission because she's like, he keeps getting all these deliveries. And that's why I thought you were involved in this I snuck up on you that one time. And so Archer's like, okay, let's go see what's going on. And they're watching the shop. And while they're watching... The universal translator goes out.
Yeah, she's saying something to him, and then all of a sudden we don't understand her anymore. And he realizes that his translator has failed.
And his brilliant plan is he just smashes his mouth on her mouth.
Right.
He makes out with her suddenly and aggressively, and then pulls out his little...
The pocket version.
His pocket...
Trying to reboot it.
UT... And is holding it directly next to her ear.
Right.
Going beep, 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 beep.
He's checking out what she said and fixing it.
Yeah.
And also right next to her face.
Yeah.
And just on top of her.
And she does not notice somehow.
Because Archer is writing the show. This is a show by him.
Yeah.
This is a retelling of his events.
Yeah, these are just his...
That's right. This is his memoirs. This is how he remembered it.
Yeah, these are just his logs.
And she was into it, and it gave me enough time to restart my translator.
Yeah, and then he pulls away, and he's like, oh, someone was... they were coming this way, and that's why I did that.
I thought it was the best way to hide our faces. I
thought that would hide our faces. But, like, if you're Universal... Tucker wouldn't have done that.
No.
I'm just going to say...
He got in trouble already. He didn't even do that.
That's also true. Tucker would be afraid that he would get pregnant because he doesn't know how this species works.
He just runs away.
Oh, my God. No, but it's like you fake a cough and you turn your head.
You look a word.
And you do the, and you adjust the thing.
Yes.
Like, there's no, why is make out your first instinct? But he has been horny toward her, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of close talking and, like.
Yeah, you know, the idea that these are his logs, because there's no reason for her to have been okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the way she's being presented from his viewpoint.
That does make sense.
That's gross.
Gross. Why would you say that?
Well, it makes him, it's like he thinks these, like the way he's been approaching a lot of these situations, he thinks that this makes him look cool.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care about this. Let's go down and fuck around on this planet.
Right.
I don't care about this monastery. I don't care about this. He loves comets for real, though. Yeah, he does like comets.
That was true. And that'll come back in the next
Which episode. Is also why, and I'll bring it up again, why Reed and Mayweather were on there for so long, because he forgot. It's out of order in his logs. It's not. He's just not paying attention to it. Yeah. I guess they were there for however long they were there.
Could have been there for 3 days.
Yeah.
3-4 hours, 3 days, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's like, I ate 12 meals, and they were gone for 5 hours.
Yeah, easy. That's what it was my report.
Yeah.
My dad invented the warp drive, sorry. Were you going to question me?
So they get the sample of the shit that they were dropping off and they take it to Phlox, and that's when they figure out that the groundwater is contaminated because the guy is using like some kind of illegal lubricant?
Yeah.
Or coolant or whatever. Some sort of illegal juice in his reactor.
Right.
And that is contaminating the groundwater, and that's why everyone's getting sores and shit.
Right.
But then...
That's none of their business, also.
Too.
You're screwing up two cultures now.
Well, no, the other people are screwing up the Kali culture.
Oh, well, no, but I'm saying, yeah, those people are screwing up that culture. The humans are screwing up the Akali also just by being there. But now they're also screwing up this interloper culture by not letting them screw up the Akali. How do we not know that they have the anti-prime directive?
Sure.
And that's now breaking our prime directive to protect them. They shouldn't even be there.
Right.
In the very beginning of the episode, they're like, can we zoom in from space?
Yeah.
Check out what do they look like.
See what they look like.
And we can see them fine. I think you could have conducted this mission from there.
Absolutely.
It was through a scope.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go down there.
Yeah.
He's just horny.
Yeah. She could already hear them.
Right.
We zoomed all the way in and saw their faces.
Yep.
Why don't you just observe them from up here?
That's a lot.
That's
pretty good right there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so they fall, but that while they're, after Archer kisses her, that's when they follow them
right
to the shuttle. So she sees that other alien race's shuttle and
what they're getting into.
However, whatever their transporter thing is. Is it a transporter or a tractor beam or whatever it is to haul?
Right. Like, something they don't
juice. Know. Yeah.
To dump their juice. They're getting they good juice.
They just have candles. They don't have any of this. And then
of it as a big candle.
And then Archer, like, kills a guy, right? Didn't he kill a guy?
Yeah, yeah. I think he killed a guy.
I think Archer kills a guy. And she's kind of just like, hey, well,
they have killing,
but no, she just saw a shuttle. She just saw a tractor beam or transporter.
Sure. If anything, the killing maybe put her at ease, like, oh, yeah. These gods also do that.
And so Rian is just like, hey, wait a minute. What's all this?
Yeah.
And Archer's like, oh, I'm an alien and I'm from space. And that was an alien and it's from space. And that was
so that kiss meant nothing. so that beeping kiss was not even real.
He just fully unloads everything on her.
Yeah, he's not good at the prime directive.
And she just goes, okay. So you need help with this?
Yeah, she takes it very well.
And he's like, yeah, there's a force field in front of this door, and we got to get through, and we got to find out what this guy's making, because this is making everybody sick.
Because all she cares about is apothecarying.
Yeah, she does not give a shit about it.
No, she just wants people to get better.
Yeah.
And then there's the worship.
She's like cracking jokes about
it. Yeah, this is the thing. They take it in stride.
Yeah. She's cool.
Maybe she was high the whole time. Like, she's just...
She could, but...
She's enjoying
that. Maybe there was some stuff in that tea.
So there's a... That guy's ship.
No, not his ship. In the... They break through the door that was blocked by the force field in the shop.
In the shop, yes.
There was like a mining operation going on down there.
They're getting some element that this planet has.
T'Pol says like the mining operation was to make explosives, because of course it was, because that's kind of just that's how Star Trek works.
God, imagine if they were like, we need this mineral to make medicine for our people.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do, Archer?
Now what are you going to do? And you killed a guy.
He was the one who was making the medicine.
No, it's always
bad.
It's always an illegal mining operation to make something that's going to kill a lot of people. That's what happened.
They had to stop the mining operation because beneath that is a Vulcan listening post.
They
had to not run into them and blow their cover.
And there's a bunch of convoluted bullshit about like why they can't blow something up or transport them out of there or do this or do that or do this or do that. And so Rian and Archer are arguing about what button to press.
They just learned about buttons.
Yeah, that's true. And they press the wrong button.
I think I'm trying to figure out if we were doing a podcast about TNG or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything where it's like, well, they're in danger. Can we transport them? No, there's interference from the atmosphere. I feel like, would we be more forgiving? Because here, it's like, they have a good reason. The thing sucks. It's weak technology. They don't have it yet. And yet, I'm frustrated that a lot of these same things are coming into play. At least that makes sense that why they can't do it.
I'm not really frustrated about it. I'm frustrated more about the convoluted, like, I can't use my phase pistol because the whatever their mining is too volatile or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's like that. A given.
But they were in an enclosed space. You can't use it on the door?
Yeah.
I don't really understand
that. I don't know how it works.
There's still, like, because the door was to the shop, not to the mining.
To the operation.
Yeah. So it's just like there's stuff that I don't
know what that pistol can do. I don't know the nature of this volatile element
that
they're messing with.
Right.
And they don't care either. I mean, at that point, you're going to blow it up or not.
Yeah.
Like,
basically that's what Archer is willing, because Garrus is still there, and he's like, we will blow this whole place up with you and me in it if you open this door.
Yeah.
But then I still don't understand how they even do this.
It will get written away by the province's news service as like a curio explosion.
Yeah.
There was some accident that occurred with some
tchotchkes. Oh, right. He gets the force field down. Mm-hmm. And then they beam the reactor out of the middle of the room into space, and it blows up that guy's ship, right? Yeah. It's just a mess. It's just a mess of an episode.
It doesn't feel good from a Star Trek standpoint.
No.
Not even in TOS. Like, there it was obnoxious because they'd come and mess with the culture because, like, well, we know better.
Right.
They would just wear it on their sleeve.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
No, this is like Archer came in and was like, we shouldn't have done this. This is a big old fuck up.
Well, I got to dip my wick.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. I'm good. Hoshi, did you get what you wanted? Oh, no, she didn't get to do any of that.
Oh, you're gone?
Oh, bye.
Oh, you're gone.
We're leaving.
Where have you been? I don't know. I was, like, picking flowers. But, like...
I forgot about the language. Oh, I was out by the river.
I was just hanging out. I went fishing.
And by the way, Captain, what's with these sores? Oh, ha, 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 ha. That's how they end it.
No, so Phlox gives her a cure for the sores.
Right.
And I guess they fix the water supply, which they don't really talk about.
Or didn't. It doesn't matter.
But it's like a big juice. It's like a
all juices on this show.
It's like a ginger shot that they have to drink, which I feel like is going to be a pain in the ass to distribute.
Right.
But maybe they don't even have needles, and so he had to fucking. They don't have anything, and Archer's just like, well, you're not going to tell anybody about all that cool shit you saw, right? And she goes, nah.
Nah, why would
I? And that's it. So it's like.
How would you distribute a beverage medicine
right.
to a culture that doesn't have this? I mean, unless it doesn't taste like anything. If it doesn't taste like anything, put it in their water. But if you have to like stand outside of a restaurant and be like, hey, free sample. Yeah. Like, that's, again, a terrible.
No, but she's the
apothecary.
She's fine. She can do it.
Oh, but since she gets credit, though.
Yeah.
She says, I built it. I made this this medicine.
Yes.
You've disrupted the entire. Wow. I'm very frustrated. Because now she has that reputation. I mean, I don't know why I'm picking on this part. All of it was a failure.
Right.
That's
what
it.
What was the other thing I was going to say?
About civilization?
Yes. So I wish she didn't do anything.
Right. Trip was...
Why was Trip there?
I don't know.
Barely.
He was barely there.
Oh, wait. And then, as, like, Archer and her are saying their goodbyes, they make out again. And she's like, did your translating device stop working again? Like, it's just gross.
That's just yucky. He wrote that episode.
Yes.
I was going to say that, so the universal translator, we don't see this in Star Trek probably because it's too nuanced for a show like this. But the universal translator only gives you the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about in the moment where it failed.
Yeah.
And she's now speaking a language. He realizes the thing doesn't work anymore. And he couldn't like go 1 second, like whatever, make an excuse. But if you hold your finger up, it's not going to give you what a gesture is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if this gesture means something in their language.
Yeah.
That's bad. And we never see that.
Yeah.
We see every alien, like they shrug when they don't know something. Like all the tells are identical.
Right.
If they're like, no, they're going to shake their head. No.
So what I was thinking about, and I posted about it, is...
How did he know they kiss?
Well, they always kiss. That's just part of...
They all kiss.
That's just part of Star Trek.
When I'm there, they kiss. There's kisses aplenty. Don't you worry about that.
Where is the post?
About kisses?
No, when I was watching it, I was thinking about if Tucker's accent.
Mm.
Oh, do you think the universal translator gets rid of Trick's accent, or does he sound like whatever that alien's version of a swamp-dwelling gator fucker talks like? Because when the universal translator cuts out, Rihanna's just, it's her voice.
Yeah.
Right?
With words we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Trip sound like Trip, but the alien version of
that? It would have to. I mean, and this is yet another thing that the translator cannot manage.
Yeah.
Is that everybody would just sound like they are speaking the most non-regional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blank affect. They would probably sound really strange.
Yes.
To people. I actually don't know.
But I like the idea of Trip sounding like that race's version
right.
of a Floridian.
I forget what show I was watching, but it was, was it Terrace House? It was something like that.
Mm.
But where they were talking about like this region, and I was like, I don't understand the reference. They're like, oh, that's their version of like a Southern.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, you sound like you're hill people, but
right.
Japanese hill people.
Yeah, and it may not have even the same connotation that it does here, where it's like,
I think it does.
Like you're a redneck type of guy.
I think it does.
Maybe it does. Like every culture may have that.
Because the way they go, oh, listen to the accent on Terrace House is like they fucking hone in on it.
Yeah.
And they think one of, I think if we're talking about the same season, I think they even say the twang.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Well, now I don't have faith that, is that the real word for twang, or is that just as nearest English equivalent?
I mean, probably the nearest.
Maybe it isn't like a twang like we think about.
No,
the stealth.
But I'm assuming the reason that the subtitles would choose that is to denote that that's what they mean.
Right. They're not saying affect. They're saying twang.
They're saying twang.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. No, there's no way the translator can do that.
Yeah.
It is not doing that.
No. But I'd like to believe it is.
Maybe they're doing it. Maybe. So does, if it were to actually work, they would have to pretend to be like feeble in some way. Like developmentally, like something is wrong with this person.
Right.
But that's okay, because if I pretend to be, you know, having difficulty, then people will come and help, and that's what I need.
What if every time Trip went to an alien planet, they all treated him like a little boy?
Yeah, like Archer says, hello, nice to meet you. And then and they're like, nice to meet you. And Trip says, nice to meet you. And they go, oh. Aw.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
It is very nice to meet
it's
you, too.
Good to meet you.
Hi.
Are you hungry?
Do you like pizza? Little buddy?
And all of his after-action reports are like, everyone's lovely. It's so cool.
So nice to
meet. It's so cool. They gave me this macaroni art.
It's hard to know what's their culture and what's this, because like they like wiped my mouth after I ate, and they walked me to the bathroom. Like, you got it? You okay? Okay.
You're all right.
Well, I'm gonna be right outside if you need me.
One of them did attempt to attach a child leash to me.
They were worried about me.
To guide me around.
Oh no, buddy, that's hot. Don't touch. That's fire.
I was there to fix their warp engines, and they did not let me near them.
And they put me on like Upworthy equivalent, whatever, feel good social media. Look at this. Developmentally challenged stranger is fixing a warp drive. Incredible.
He's some kind of savant.
He's some sort of a beautiful autistic. You know what? They're just like us. Now we can get to the real meat of this episode, which is trying to figure out what Enterprise is saying about how like microcultures are formed. And this, granted, these are generational freighters.
Yeah.
These are vessels where you may have 2-3 generations on there.
Yes.
And yet there's a fierce, undeserved pride, I feel like, because, yeah, the next episode, Fortunate Son, how does it start? They get
it. Will there even be 2 or 3 generations on a freighter if there's only 23 fucking people on a freighter?
I don't think so.
Then you have one family on a freighter. Then you're not having any children.
Right.
Or you're going to have...
Unless you invite somebody to live on your freighter.
You're going to have some Habsburg freighters.
Yeah. Which maybe is for the best. Maybe is what happened, because the guy's an idiot.
Oh my God. But that's not his family. His whole family died. No, the episode starts with him and the captain throwing football.
That's right. Like, we start on the freighter, and they're goofing around.
And then the Nausicaans attack, and it's a pretty sizable attack, and then it's been a long road. And then Archer is awoken in the middle of the night.
A lot of sleepy captains in this episode.
Archer is awoken, and he is sleeping in his... Starfleet issue boxies.
His bong. Because I thought that, again, like Star Trek Enterprise, at least, trying to be sexier than the others.
Yeah.
I honestly thought in that shot that we were creeping up his sleeping form.
You got a lot of leg.
I didn't know there was a lot of leg, which is why I thought he was nude. I didn't think there was boxers on.
No, he's
I thought that was a blanket.
He's in those little blue boys and a sheet.
Right.
Nothing but a sheet.
Just a sheet.
And those little blue boys.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't wait till we see that episode where Trip's just in them the whole time.
24/7. Is this a decontamination episode?
I think he was stuck in decon when something bad happened.
Oh, okay. So that's a fan service.
Oh,
we're writing this in.
Oh, absolutely.
because it got numbers.
Someone said Connor Fenier got big meat. Let's do this. I have to stop. I have to stop saying.
Yeah. I'm going to make a shirt out of that. I'm trying to think of merch for this podcast.
Yes.
As limited as it is. It doesn't have to be anything that anybody understands.
No, Connor Fenier got big meat.
Just that. It's just a little... A little tasteful acronym.
No, I think the logo's cute.
The logo's great.
I'm just right on it.
Just very tasteful.
Yeah. Yeah, Connor Chenier got big meat. That's tasteful. That's tasteful merch.
That's tasteful. Nobody knows what that means.
No.
So they got a... There's a distress call. A distress call.
Yeah, so he is awoken because the Admiral Forrest called. And he's like, John, sorry to call you in the middle of the night like this. By the way, I loved the data you guys sent over on that comet. Absolutely incredible.
Call back.
Unbelievable. Whew! Comet, so good.
You're doing the Lord's work out there.
Such a big comet. We've never seen data on a comet this big.
If you,
wow.
If you could do one thing the rest of this month, find more comets, please.
But before you do that, there's been a distress call from a freighter.
Okay.
So I need to turn you around. And you got to go take a peek.
We're going to pull you out of the comet zone.
Yeah.
Because we know that the where you were headed, there was some prime comets.
Some real cool rocks.
You are not going to look at them today. That's going to have to wait.
And Archer cries for a little bit.
Yeah, we spent time in that. There were a lot of lingering shots. We'll get into that. But like this episode felt like they padded it. Like, there was stuff that could have lasted.
It's like, it is really...
Shorter than they let it run.
It is really long. We could have done with another Kerrygold school district scene or something.
Yeah. Just something. Give us something.
Just something. Just exhausting.
Well, you know what? They might have even pulled every lever they could, because this episode, like, per... volume has more Mayweather talking about his freighter family.
That is true.
Than any other.
Over and over. Every line.
Basically everything he says. And again, I think it's cool that you have characters that are built on some facet, but not if they just repeat it over and over.
Yeah.
And they don't even get to do it. At least, I mean, Mayweather gets to do something with it because we're dealing with these freighter people, these creeps.
Yeah.
But again, it makes me question all of freighter dumb.
These are subspace mariners.
Yeah. It's just weird. And again, like incestuous, like cultural, like we're a family.
But that's like, but
our ship is like our house. We live in it and we protect it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I understand.
We're moving goods.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time to do it. And the Nausicaans attacked us.
Yeah.
And we were going very slowly.
Uh-huh.
And we liked it that way.
Yeah, and we don't ever want to go fast.
Because they come on board to fix after the attack.
So they go to the Fortunate, which is the name of the freighter.
Right.
Which is why it's called Fortunate Son. You know, because Travis grew up on a freighter.
He did grow on the Horizon.
On the Horizon.
His family is all on there.
His family's on there.
They're still on there.
And a freighter is like a house.
A freighter is like where people live and interact. And that, like, makes it a family.
And it's like a ship where they haul dilithium ore from where to where? We don't know.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out, like, even in current Trek, not past, they could have been using dilithium on a colony or any place.
Sure.
Because you still would want to use antimatter.
When Travis says his family is on the Drelax Vega colony run... I guess that would imply that the Vega colony needs dilithium, but for what? And also, the freighters are so big.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's such a large quantity of dilithium to need to be bringing back to a colony?
One colony, yeah.
Every 5 fucking years?
Yeah, that's enormous. Or were they just not good at dilithium? Do they have to swap the crystals out a lot more frequently? Maybe.
But that's a crazy frequency also.
I mean, and also...
None of it makes sense. Using it for warp drive, what are they using it for that they're cracking crystals like that?
I don't know. Maybe they're just not good at it. But when the one pod that we do get to go inside of is just full of a bunch of barrels and boxes and stuff. Mm. I don't think that's where the dilithium is. But I mean, that's the one, though.
Some of them probably have dilithium in them, absolutely. And then the others are. But also, not to be an asshole.
That's okay.
There's only 23 people. How much storage room do you need? And they're eating MREs.
Yeah.
So
they don't even have the any kind of a.
They have a hydroponics bay,
right?
Which again. Based on the vegetarian food we have seen on the show, these people are dead.
I was going to say, we have a hydroponics bay, but we don't eat from it. We don't use it. We just eat beef jerky and whatever.
No, these people are sick.
We're all divorced.
Maybe that's why they're crazy. Oh my God. They have Pandorum.
They have Pandorum. That's why you go to a freighter to get Pandorum.
Yeah. Oh my God, they have space sickness.
This sort of makes more sense. So the ship. Okay. So the reveal is there. So they're going to be there. They're fixing the damage that the Nausicaans.
Yeah, the Nausicaans. Okay. So then wait, we skipped a part.
Oh,
the Nausicaans fucked their ship up crazy.
Yes.
And so
that's right.
So yes. So Archer goes over with Mayweather and Phlox. And is like, hey, we got your distress call. What's up? And they are greeted by the first officer.
Not the captain.
And he's like, hey, we got attacked by Nausicaans. Happens all the time. And then Archer does the thing that everyone does in every Star Trek. He goes, Nausicaans? Yes, it's an alien that you're not familiar with, you dumb fuck.
But what? That's not what I've heard of. See, he's me.
And Mayweather.
Am I hearing about this just now? Yeah, well, okay.
And,
sure.
And Mayweather explains that Nausicaans are pirates and they attack freighters all the time in this specific area of the run.
That's where they like to do it.
Like, this is their turf, I guess.
But they're fine because we deal with this all the time. And also, like, an ensign got jumpy.
Yeah, an ensign.
Turned on the distress.
Spooked and turned on the distress beacon, but their comms are down, so they couldn't call Enterprise and be like, hey, don't worry about it.
Right.
And Archer's like, he's already all squinty and suspicious. And he goes, okay, well, where's your captain? He's like, our captain was injured in the attack.
Our captain is Napton, and he's not around. Our
captain is asleep.
He's not available.
And for some reason, also, the first officer is not concerned with that either.
Care about that either.
He doesn't give a shit about that. And Phlox is like, well, I'm a physician and it's my duty.
No.
To do that. And then Mayweather is like, he's going to be better than any fucking freighter medic you've ever seen. He's a real doctor. So they don't even have a real doctor. Because I'm sure the freighter medic also has to, like, scrub EPS conduits and do all these garbage because there's only 23 people and it's a huge ship.
Maybe there's only 23 because we don't know how many they started with. Maybe they start with 500.
But, and then the first officer goes, you were on freighter? And then they go, yeah, I was on the horizon. My parents are
sure was. They know about freighters.
Yeah.
They do a little freighter bonding.
Then they do, so they do have a little like freighter brotherhood, secret handshake thing. And Archer's like, well, while we're going to be on here for a little while helping your captain, because the captain's fucked up.
Yeah.
He said that the Nausicaan phaser, Phlox said that, I don't know if you've caught this, Phlox said the Nausicaan phaser disrupted his neural pathways.
Yeah.
And he needs cortical stimulation for the next few days. How the fuck, pray tell, were you guys going to do that?
He was fine the way he was. Nice. He's still alive in there. He just can't move or think. So,
and he's all burned up.
He's all burned, cut up, and stabbed. So what are we going to do?
We're not going to make it a single episode without saying cut up and stabbed. That's right. But so Archer's like, while we're here for a while, we can also do repairs to your ship.
Hmm.
And then they cut to
the cargo bay.
The first officer, talking to some other guy. And he's like, you're not going to let more of them on here. And he's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. And then we have the reveal that he has captured one of the Nausicaans from the attack and is like hiding him in the cargo bay.
Yeah, he's like, give me the codes.
And he's torturing him. But he's torturing a Nausicaan by punching?
Yeah, we meet them the first couple of times in Star Trek. We meet Nausicaans. They're just big assholes that hurt each other. And
one of my favorite background things of all time in Deep Space Nine. And it's like, if you watched that when it was airing, you probably couldn't make that out at all.
Not 4-8. Because
it's hard to see even now. But there are, because like we always see Nausicaans as just like background muscle. They never talk. They only kind of grunt, really. So it's really interesting to just even know that they have speech. But no, there are these two Nausicaans that work for some guy. I don't even remember who. And they're in the background at Quark's. And they're just throwing darts at each other's chests.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things ever. But it's like, that's who Nausicaans are.
It's not a brain trust. No. Yeah. This, we meet a refined Nausicaan in this episode.
And they're covered in spikes and you're going to punch them with your hand?
With your dumb human hand?
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
But he's just going, give me the codes.
But he doesn't. The Nausicaan doesn't rat his family.
He's like, and he says, I'll never give you the codes. And then he says, you know, my ship's out there. They're going to come back for me. And so already, crazy amount of information about Nausicaans. They are capable of speech.
They have a ship.
They can fly their own ship.
They have at least one ship.
Which I think we may be.
I guess so. Yeah.
But they have some sort of loyalty to one another.
Yeah, they care enough to come back for a guy. They care enough
to come back for a guy, which is already insane.
Yeah, everything else made us think that they were like a Klingon, like a pack-led Klingon.
Yeah.
That they're just a dumb warrior race.
Yeah, they just want to fight.
Yeah. They spawn in bars.
Yeah.
That's what they are. That's where they are. They live there.
Throwing darts at each other.
Let's see. That's right. So they do the repairs.
Then Mayweather gives, what's his name? Ryan?
It is Ryan. His name is.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Rian and then Ryan back to back. Brutal. But
just like, we don't have food like this on my
fridge. Yeah, he gets a tour of Enterprise, and they talk a little bit about the transporter, and he's like, oh, this is cool. Have you been through it yet? No, I want to go through it. And Ryan is like, they say for a split second, you can actually like feel yourself existing in two places at once, which is more.
A little more juice for
transporter lore.
Yeah,
for that episode that you don't like.
I like it in from the standpoint that like maybe these are features they refine out of it.
Yeah, they just load in a humanoid. I'm not going into it. And then they go to the mess hall and they talk about food and how nice the food is, and it's like,
what is the word they use? It's not reconstituted. What do they do to food on the Enterprise? They don't have a replicator.
Oh, what did he call it? Resequenced meatloaf. They're resequenced meatloaf. They don't have that quite right. And he was like, resequenced, this tastes real. And he's like, no, it is real. And he's like, I haven't had a real steak in 18 months. All we have are the meal packs.
Steak packs, jack links, dried out.
We have the hydroponics and the meal packs. What do we used to call them? Mystery meals, you know, because they bond because they both grew up on freighters.
Just a camp.
Freighters.
It's a camp for grown-ups that are children.
Yeah, and then you fall down there and you have kids.
There's no schools on that thing.
No.
Wait, there's education on that thing?
How did you even get into Starfleet?
No, I don't have any idea.
Because it seems like when you grow up on a freighter, it's a big betrayal to leave. right? Because
which he had to overcome in order to join Starfleet, right?
Because Ryan's like real pissed at him throughout the episode for leaving. It's a big betrayal to leave. So it seems like your whole upbringing is just raising you to learn how to be on the freighter and use the freighter, right? The
freighter stuff
to be in your house where you live. That's the family.
Why would you leave?
That's a family house. Freighter duty, dignity.
It's a betrayal of
freedom, beauty, truth, and love.
It's a betrayal of freighterdom. Freighter way, the brotherhood of freight's people.
Yeah, boomers.
To depart.
And then it's weird at one point when Archer says space boomers instead of boomers. I'm like, why would you? You've been calling them boomers the whole show.
Yeah.
Why did you say space boomers?
I
don't like that phraseology at all.
That a whole thing can spiral out from that.
Yeah.
That implies you got boats on Earth. Where it's like, I live on this boat with my bud. I'm an ocean boomer, and this is who I am.
I'm a sea boomer.
We're hauling that lithium. They still do that. Why? We're taking it from New York to Portugal. Why?
A transporter could do that. We don't like transport.
That's too fast.
Yeah.
I want to spend a month out there.
So while they're having lunch or whatever, which, like, that's a big ass steak for lunch, but anyway,
that's what they need all those pots for. There's hardly any room. There's a huge steak.
Sorry, that's a weird aside. There's a huge steak, like a 14 ounce.
I'm gonna take half home. Take part of this back to the Enterprise.
I'm gonna get a dog back. Take some back to the Fortunate.
Not in a freighter. We eat the whole thing.
No, yeah. they were on that.
I know.
Mayweather is like, so have you always been on the Fortunate? And he goes, no, I was on
the Unfortunate.
What was it called?
I don't remember. Nova, something like that.
Oh, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
I was on a different ship. And he goes, and everyone gets real somber. And Travis is like, oh, fuck.
I heard of that.
Were you there when it happened? He's like, yeah, I was one of the survivors. I lost both of my parents. Then I came onto the Horizon. Nah. So, like, his ship got blowed up.
Yeah.
By Nausicaans.
Yeah, so they're used. So he hates Nausicaans.
North Star, that's what it was called.
Oh, okay. This guy hates Nausicaans real bad. And he probably couldn't wait to get a chance to punch one.
Yeah.
There were probably much more effective methods of torture, but he wanted it as hit. He just wanted to yell at him.
And then, so, like, they have that little somber thing, and then Travis pivots to, like, well, have you ever thought about, like, not being a freighter? And he immediately is like, oh, is this some sort of fucking ploy?
Right.
You bring me here on your fancy fucking ship. You feed me this nice meat. Feed me these good big meats.
Bigger than any I've ever seen. The more you can have on a freighter.
And then you try to lure me to Starfleet, like, and leave like you did, you fucking coward and traitor.
Scab.
If all the capable people leave and go to Starfleet, who's gonna
brain drain? Who's gonna pilot freighters?
Who's gonna pilot freighters?
Who's gonna pilot freighter good if smart guy like me go on Starfleet?
If me go Starfleet, who drive a big dilithium tube?
Who bring rocks to planet?
And it's like, can't this be automated? Shouldn't this already have had been? Oh, I guess no, because of the Nausicaans.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
So, well, then that's admitting that you guys are just security. You guys are not, this is not like a glorious brotherhood. This is, you guys are just guards.
Yeah.
Why not have people that are trained for that?
Right.
Send it with a contingent of, like, fighters.
Which is also, like, why don't you guys want to go faster? Because when he's having the tour, Trip is like, take a look at this, baby. It's the only War 5 engine in Starfleet. And he's like, I've heard about this. And he's like, there's going to be a whole lot more. And then they're like, I think Mayweather says, even with a Warp 3 engine, you could cut down a 5-year run to 6 months.
Yeah. And he's like, no.
That sounds gross. That sounds stupid. That sounds like a butthole.
The problem is that the first officer is the only guy on that ship who would say, no, we don't want that. Anybody else, if they heard, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Warp 3 would have shut. We could do 10 times that in 5 years.
We could have normal food for the whole run.
Yeah, we don't have to carry 5 years worth of rations.
It's like, we could just have food.
And that's just the food.
Yeah.
You're saying it would be 6 months we'd get off the ship at that point?
Yeah.
I could take a year off?
If you wanted.
No, you don't want that.
No, you got to be on the ship 5 years.
That's a betrayal. We like a low ceiling. I got thrombosis, and I like to eat that.
I don't like windows.
I don't want to see. You brought that up. I didn't even realize. It's like, there's no windows.
The pods. There's all those storage pods.
You're looking at the inside wall of the pod.
It fucking sucks. It's fucking miserable.
Which is why I don't understand. They had to turn it into like a culture.
Yeah.
Or some sort of a pride thing where it's like, you don't leave your family. Well, this sucks. This is awful.
Right.
And everybody else doesn't have to put up with it.
No. And then...
Hey, I have another idea, too. If you were running this thing at any kind of warp,
yeah,
maybe you wouldn't be getting attacked so much because you're going very fast.
You're going faster. I don't know. Warp 3 is really not going to save you either.
I don't. Yeah, that's why I stopped myself. Yeah. But are they just going along at sublight to do this stuff?
No, they're going at 1.8.
Oh, okay. That's very sad.
No, it's pathetic.
As the, like, you, why not put a Warp 3 thing on there and then just choose to go slow?
Yeah, yeah.
Then maybe you get away if you wanted.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So they're working on the repairs, and T'Pol's doing whatever, and there's some kids playing hide and seek.
Which is they are uneducated.
Because they're not in school.
They don't know how to do anything else.
Yes, that's all they do all day. But... And they're like 10, so they've done.
They're old.
Been on this ship?
No, they're. This is a rare day off for them.
They seem happy, but I don't believe it.
Well, it's because they're sick. And they're high. They're probably poisoned, and they get loopy.
Yeah.
Like, there's lead.
There's lead in the food.
We cook with lead. Yes, we do.
That makes it taste good.
Yeah.
When Travis is like, my dad was a great cook. He could do tons of stuff with those mystery meals. You just put a little lead in it.
Just a little lead. You get sleepy. And you think it tastes good. But that's the same.
Yeah. It's all the same.
Oh, right, right.
But that's when, like, so T'Pol's running some scans. And she's like, And she pings Archer, who's in his ready room. And she's like, hey, I saw something. I got to talk to you real quick. And so Archer calls Ryan to his ready room. And he's like, hey, is there anything else you guys need? Like, how are you guys doing? And he's like, nope.
Probably want to get good. Probably get a cruise anxious to get underway.
Anxious to get underway. Captain's still asleep, but he's healing up well. He should be ready to go in a couple days.
Yeah, I can I can give the order to start the ship slowly moving.
And I'm fine.
I'm not nervous at all.
And he's going to be good, so we should just get going. And Archer's
brain's working okay. Yeah.
And Archer's like, real quick.
Excuse me, sir. Well, just one more question. Did you know that you got an Oshikin on board?
He said...
Is it just humans on board?
He said, yeah. No, he said, are there any non-humans on board? And Ryan's being a real smartass. He's like, I think one of the kids has a...
Tenevian skunk?
As a pet. And Archer's like, you know the fuck that's not what I mean. You got an Oshikin on board. What are you doing? And he's like, yeah, he's my prisoner. And I'm not Starfleet, and you can't tell me what to do.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
You're not my boss of me, and you're not God.
That's right.
You're not God, my father.
Archer says.
Or my boss.
You're right. I don't have control over you, but I got control over this. Hey, Trip, rip all the shit you installed and fixed out.
And Trip goes, really? Yep.
I'm going to withhold our stuff.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
It's mean to do to Trip.
It's mean for Trip, yes.
Yeah.
There's no reason to inflict that on him.
It's just
he's proud of the work he did. He did a good job.
It sucks.
And he even insults Trip's work. He goes, "How were the repairs?" Well, one of the things was a few microns off.
Oh, that's right.
Suck my shit, dude.
The first officer's like, probably a couple of microns. We don't even need it, stupid. So we'll use it.
We'll use it and it'll be fine, but it's a little fucked up.
But it's dumb. I guess I'll have it. I guess I'll take it. If no one else wants it. We're having fun with this episode because it was fun and it was very long.
It was very long.
I even felt, not to make this even longer, but I even felt that the exchange with Archer in the ready room was a little bit, because he says, "Do you have any non-humans on board?" He's like, "Well, there's a skunk." And Archer says, "That's not what we mean." "Well, what do you mean?"
"Yeah.
Because we have a, there's a Nausicaan. What is he doing?" "What do you mean? How is, what is he doing?" The first officer just keeps.
It's just insufferable.
"I don't know what do you, Doug. How do you know what there's Nausicaans are not on board?"
Why are you saying that? Why would you say that to me?
"What are you doing with him?" "What are you doing? What am I doing with him?"
Yeah. But anyway. So Archer's like, "This is fucked up. You can't have a prisoner. I'm taking all our toys. I'm taking our water polo ball, and we're going home." And
how does he get out of that? I forget, because
he says, "Okay, I'll take you to the Nausicaan."
Oh, and that's
takes them into that cargo hold.
T'Pol's
scanning, and it's T'Pol, Reed,
Doc, Phlox.
No, Phlox isn't. Is Phlox? Yes.
He was there.
Phlox.
To check out the Nausicaan.
And Archer.
Yeah.
All go in there. And then they get jumped by the first officer and some of the crew.
These perverts.
Yeah.
These freighter creeps. They're just clambering around like bugs.
So gross.
Ugh. We also notice they're dressed like stevedores from the 20s. Like, they all have like the asymmetrical chunky knit sweater with the toggles, like they're like
the big round,
yeah,
not toggles, but there's like a name for that button,
yeah, that big button,
the big brown button.
He's wearing Dockers, a belt.
Yeah,
it does not look like space workers,
no,
at all.
They just look like like a boat crew, like a real boat,
yeah. I don't think they had costume for this.
Dress like a longshoreman.
Just come with what you got.
Please wear your chunkiest sweater.
Yeah, and they did.
And that guy had a real good chunky sweater.
No,
the guy in the green.
Yeah, no,
he was killing it. But so they have like a little standoff.
They attack Starfleet.
They attack Starfleet, and then as they leave, they shoot a hole in the cargo hold.
They melt the door lock so they can't follow.
They melt the door lock, shoot a hole in the cargo hold, and then jettison that piece of the freighter.
All right.
So Archer, Phlox, Reed, and T'Pol are floating through space on this little hunk of metal that is slowly venting. Which also is slowly venting, but that's Star Trek.
I would
not immediately decompress it.
It should just blast outward.
Yeah. That is slowly venting atmosphere.
But it does have gravity also, for some reason.
Yeah, it has
gravity. Because the cargo, which would become immediately very dangerous, is cargo flying around.
Is intact.
Okay.
That's somehow.
Well, that's also why when the Fortunate takes off, and Enterprise is like, "What's going on?" And Archer's like, "Get after them. Not even, like, leave us here in this, yeah, in this
the
bucket."
The Fortunate goes to warp, and Archer just goes, "Go get them," to Tucker on the bridge. Like,
"We're gonna die."
And she's like, "Hey, hold up. Do you not notice the big hole in the side of this thing that we're just floating through space on? Do you think maybe someone should come get us?" And Archer's kind of pissy about it. He's like, "Bully that Trip. I guess you should send a shuttle over here."
And T'Pol's also standing real close to that hole.
Yeah. Yeah, she does not care.
I don't know how they think air works in Star Trek, but That's not safe. I saw Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, no, it's not safe what they're doing at all. So they get picked up, and the Enterprise is like, okay, what do we do? And Travis is like, well, we got to find the Nausicaans, because that's where he's going. He wants revenge.
That's right. And that's, again, more evidence of not being educated and growing up on a ship. This is not a warship.
No.
You cannot take this fight to them.
But he's got their shield. He beat that Nausicaan up to get the shield.
Oh, modulation, frequencies. Whatever. Yeah. All right. That's what the codes were.
Right.
So I thought he was looking for Nausicaan treasure.
And he thinks that's going to be enough with their little piddly fucking plasma cannon. So it's still not smart. Like, it's not going to work.
It's very Dunning-Kruger. Like, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
But not good enough to take on a fleet of them.
And T'Pol takes this moment to do a little jab at humans when Travis is like, he wants revenge. She gets very primitive emotion. It's like, shut the fuck up. We don't need this right now.
Yeah, we know.
I don't need a human lecture right now.
She could say that after everything. How was this decided? Logic? Well, no, it was... well, you're stupid. Logic's better than that.
And so they're looking for... They're trying to find the Nausicaan so they can find the Fortunate. And then Archer is in his ready room, because he's just always in there, I guess.
He is.
And Travis comes in. He's like, permission to speak freely. What if we just let them fucking go and fight? I don't think we're doing the right thing.
Right.
Freighters deal with freighter problems.
Right.
This is family business.
This is freighter business.
And you need, and we need to keep our filthy fucking Starfleet noses out of this.
Which, I mean, and Archer hears him out, but it surprised me because it doesn't sound like a family thing. It sounds like a mob thing, like a gang thing.
Also, you're an ensign. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit what you think about what we should be doing for the mission.
Permission to speak freely revoked.
Yeah.
Go back and push some buttons.
Yeah. Go fly the fucking ship.
But he's from a freighter.
Yeah.
He was raised on a freighter. He grew up on a freighter.
Oh, okay.
That's why Archer was willing to hear him out. Like, tell us about the mindset of he's a profiler for a freighter.
Right.
Which is a problem that they all seem to have mental issues, and they require profiling.
Yeah.
Like, how do we understand what it's like to be a freighter officer?
Well, he seems to be a bloodthirsty freak.
And how does that differ from any of the other crew members? Are they just on their way there to that level? Or?
Well, they were all pretty willing to go ahead with pointing guns at us and firing at us. So, because this is freighter business.
We'll never ascribe malice where incompetence will do the job. They may just not have understood.
Yeah.
They might be like, you know, apes. And they're just like, he's pointing a gun. I'm going to point a gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it too.
Wait, what happens next? Is that when they find is that when the freighter finds the Nausicaan?
Yeah, the freighter, I mean, I'm sure there's another 20 minutes in there that I forgot.
Oh my god, but then they find that meteor base. Okay, so again, Nausicaans are supposed to be, as far as we've known so far...
We've only seen them as...
Dumb as dumb. Throw dart at each other.
But they have a beautiful... You said, like, the ship is, like, over-designed.
Yeah.
It's, like, it has a symmetry and a nice shape to it.
It's, like, a beautiful copper color.
Yeah, they have art, I guess.
Yeah.
And they have an incredible meteor base.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rad.
And it's, like, the ships are, like, docked outside of it, but then it's got... It's just, like, it looks really cool. And the freighter people are just, like... That must be where they dump their treasure. They don't give a shit about it.
I understand how it works.
And they're in that dumb
All gray. The Nausicaan gold is in that rock. Let's get it.
And they're in their dumb gray ops.
Well, that was the part where he, like, oh, he's really going to go all in.
Yeah.
His first officer is like, bring my rust bucket piece of shit freighter about, and we're going to nail these guys.
Yeah.
You're not a war ship.
Right.
You're a freighter.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
And so he thought...
And the captain's going to be so mad
if he wakes up. So at first they think there's only one Nausicaan ship. They don't realize that that's a whole base.
They don't realize that if you go around the back of a big object, there could be other things you can't see.
There could be other stuff there. I don't think they have scanners or anything.
They may not. I'm surprised there was weapons on the freighter.
It's to bust up meteors. That's what Travis said in the beginning.
Is it really? They shot that at the Enterprise? This sucks.
Well, but Travis said that they would upgrade them at some point just to try to keep them. But it's like they have to upgrade them themselves. Nothing makes sense.
This freighter guy is like a steady diet of like John Wick and shit like this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't need a warship. I'm going to go in with my fists.
Right.
And I'm going to kill every single Nausicaan. Yeah, but not that many. You saying if John Wick didn't come in with like a candle, he couldn't have killed everybody? He's a badass. He could have done it.
Oh no.
He could. I'm gonna do it. I'm better than him anyways.
Okay.
I got a stake in me, I'm ready to roll. I never felt so healthy.
Never felt this healthy.
I'm wired from that steak.
That I had 3 days ago.
He's just not thinking. He's just, I got too hyper.
I'm drunk off protein. So there are actually three Nausicaan ships there. And then, so they're getting, obviously the codes didn't work. They're getting shit kicked.
There was no way to test it either.
No.
So, I mean.
And then, so then Enterprise shows up and he's like, oh, first the Nausicaans hail the freighter. And they're like, give us our dude back and get the fuck out of here. We just want our boy.
Which is weird, because you'd think they'd just be like, we're not even going to communicate with you.
No.
Just blow them up.
It's very not Nausicaan. And I wish this got explored more, but I don't think it does. But they're just like, give us our boy back. It's very like heartening.
Yeah.
And then Archer shows up. And he's like, hail the Nausicaans, which ship, see whoever picks up. And it's the same guy that was like, give us our guy back.
Because he cares. He's like, now I got to deal with these guys. Hold on a second. He's on top of it.
Yeah. And Archer's like, yo, stop firing. And now, the Nausicaan's like, who the fuck?
I see a dumb race would have just not answered,
yeah,
and they would have just kept firing.
Yeah,
but they did ask.
Yeah,
they're like, why?
Why? And he's like, I'm not a dumb piece of shit freighter with no weapons. This is an NX class starship, and you're about to be seeing a lot more of them. Mm-hmm. Like, we can fuck your shit up, and we will fuck your shit up.
I think there's a beautiful symmetry in that. That is a threat to the Nausicaans, but it was also a threat to the freighters.
Yeah.
For as far as we know, where they're like, oh, warp.
Right.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. We can get here a hell of a lot faster. But.
Yeah, Archer says, let me get your guy out.
Yeah.
And then we can do that and you're not going to blow anybody up, right?
Yeah.
And
then, the Nausicaan is like, if you can convince them to release our boy, then fine, like, we'll let them go. If not, we're gonna take our chances with both of you.
Yeah,
this guy, this Nausicaan, is willing to do anything to get this one.
The last thing we want is prisoner. To fight,
right?
Nausicaans are not about that.
We love diplomacy if we can do it.
Hold on a second, we never tried this before. Let me give it a shot. I'm not. Oh, I can't believe it says, I'm not going to shoot at you. Try to get our guy a different way.
And all the Nausicaans in the back are going, what? What? And there's a guy just throwing up.
I'm not saying that I can understand a different way to get this done. But they feel like, it seems like they do have
an
idea.
They think they got something.
I'm going to just let us see that. Let's see if they can.
And then Archer gets on the horn with the freighter and he's all speechifying. And then Travis jumps in. And when Travis jumps in, Ryan literally goes, "Ugh, not you again." And I feel the same way at this point. And he's like, "Freighter is a family. And what I'm worried about, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about my family on the horizon, because my family is on the horizon.
And I grew up on there, to be honest with you."
And if you do this and like piss off the Nausicaans like this and draw aggro, then what's going to happen to the next freighter and the next freighter and the next freighter? You need to get out of your bullshit. And that finally convinces him.
Right. Because he does care about other freighters.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because he grew up on a different freighter that got blown up by Nausicaans. And his parents died on there. And that was his house before.
It was
his house?
If you perpetuate the cycle of Nausican on freighter violence, then where will it end? Then there's going to be another sad Ryan out there who had to escape a blowing up ship.
And another one.
And another Nausicaan getting punched. And you don't even get meat, probably.
Maybe we can all be friends. Oh, that was the other thing. Archer was like, maybe we can improve relations between our species. And the Nausicaan went, I'm good with things the way they are. Yeah. I just want my guy back.
Yeah, this is working out fine.
Which I thought was really cool. Yeah. Honestly, I think these Nausicaans kind of fucking kick ass.
We're just all hanging out in our asteroid. Yeah. And just.
What if we improve relations somewhat? But no, thank you.
And then what?
He did, very East Coast, he did, no, thank you. I don't really think we're friends.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
You're offering to do this thing for us, and you're gonna, and that's great.
And that's cool.
And then what? That's not an entry point. We're not going to have you over.
No.
There's no point.
No, no, no.
We have nothing in common.
Yeah.
And then, thank you for this.
Thank you for this.
Not any other thing.
Farewell. Until next time. Click. And then the captain of the Fortunate Wicks.
Say, whoa, what a nap. I felt much better. What happened? And then they have a little wrap up with Archer.
Yeah, him and Archer talk for also way too long.
They talk for a while.
He keeps offering Archer a drink.
Sure about that drink? And it doesn't come off as like a bookend, cute little piece of conversation.
No, it's comes just off like weird.
Drink with me.
Yeah, like why? Like it seems like, well, it seems like he's offended.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're Starfleet. Like, oh, Starfleet too good, can't have a drink with me. Because when he asks initially, Archer goes, I'm on duty.
Yeah.
When aren't you, to be honest?
I don't know. What was the drink, too, right? It was like
a Nausicaan whiskey or something. Which I feel like has to be caustic in some way.
Yeah, that's not going to be good for you.
No. But you know they're all, like we keep saying, they're all sick.
What am I going to do? Have my neural pathways screwed up again?
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to be good. He's already hammered.
Well, I think, I don't think it was like he's offended. I think it was more like he's embarrassed to start drinking. He's like, I'm sure you won't come in with me because I got my hand on the cap and it's coming off.
Oh, see, it felt to me like it was you think you're too good.
Oh, you think you're too nice?
Yeah.
I have another question about beverages. Well, how would they know that it's... I mean, you said it's Nausicaan whiskey. I'm sure he said something like that.
Yeah.
How do we know it's whiskey?
I don't know.
What is whiskey? I know that it has a definition.
Right.
They don't have that stuff.
No.
What are they doing?
They don't have mash.
No. It's got alcohol. Oh. It might even. Right. It might not. I don't know.
Exactly.
They drink it.
Right.
I'm not going to drink that.
Yeah. Is blood wine wine?
It could be, but what is wine?
Right.
Is beer wine? Is a hot dog a sandwich? This is what you'd have to put up with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink it.
Why does Picard have a British accent?
Because of the universal translator. Because you can pick it. You can choose.
Tucker chooses.
He wanted
down home.
He wanted to sound like that.
He sounds like that. In real life, and then Universal Translator, it's like, what kind of, like, choose a level of erudite you want to sound in every other language, and he chose Bayou.
Choose a universal translator accent with me.
Okay. So you got a car.
Okay, so you got a car.
Turn left. Wait, what was I going to say? Okay, get a drink with me, don't drink with me. Oh, and he says, the captain of the freighter says that Ryan is no longer the first officer. He's been downgraded with what I assume is all the way down to able crewman.
Okay.
I think that has to be like the lowest you can. That means you can walk and talk.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to be scrubbing tubes for the rest of forever, basically.
Which he probably loves.
And Archer goes, I can just take him back to Earth if it's going to be that much of an issue. Which seems like a big inconvenience to the fucking Enterprise crew, if you ask me.
Enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you offer that?
But the captain is like, no, we take care of our own cult again. But then he says, also, if you did that, I would be one man short.
That's right. That's where that came from. He still needs every available body.
So 23 means enough but lean?
Yeah, I guess.
That just seems like way too few.
So the place where I go from this is a cult to this is actually a sex thing is that a cult has to have like sturdy beliefs.
Sure.
That keep them there, that and their mission and what they're doing. And we really did not see enough of that outside of like, it's a family.
Yeah.
So like you could do stuff with your family faster. Like you could do your mission faster and turn it around faster. That's just efficiency. That doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing day to day on the freighter.
Right.
That's why I think that they're having sex with each other all the time.
They have to be.
Because then it's why would you want to truncate that?
Well, that's even
what I want that 5 years.
What T'Pol says, because she said in the beginning when Travis is like, that's not accounting for the babies. She said, what else do you know about living on a freighter outside of recreation?
Yeah. Yes. There's nothing else to do.
God, that's a nightmare, though. And then
F-boys.
And then it's got to be
boys.
And then it's got to be like a Mormon situation where the older children are raising the younger children.
Yeah.
The what is it just called, the buddy system, right?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know. I didn't know that aspect. I knew that's what happened. I know it had a name.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, because you get like paired together in the big families. It's like this is your daughter now.
Oh, okay. It takes a village.
It takes
a freighter.
It takes a
freighter. It's gross.